Okay, yesterday we started the dinam, it was called Yayin Stam, and we discussed that according to many opinions, including the Alter Rebbe, that Yayin Stam, which means wine which was touched by a goy, that's not sealed, and we'll discuss this, the details in a second, is not only forbidden to drink, but it's also forbidden to benefit from.
Any wine, Babushal, and
Namo? No, one second. It's a lot of details. Now, the din of a guy touching a bottle of wine, number one, is only if the bottle is not sealed. If the bottle is sealed with a double seal, meaning the cap, the cork or a cap, and the tape around it, that's called a double seal, then a guy can touch it, there's absolutely no problem. Another way a guy is allowed to touch the wine, if the wine is what's called mevushal, if the wine is called cooked. Why is cooked wine doesn't apply the din of Yayin Stam? Why doesn't it apply? Because the Chachamim, when they instituted this decree of not assimilating with the Goyim, and therefore they don't want you to drink wine together, the Chachamim only made it on wine which was fit for the Mizbeach. On the Mizbeach, in the Beis HaMikdash, they used to have wine libations, what's called Nisach HaYayin, which was on daily in the Beis HaMikdash. So the din was that Yayin Mevushal, cooked wine, is not a prominent wine. Anybody, any wine connoisseur will tell you that the real good wines are not Mevushal, not cooked, because the cooking takes away the importance of the wine. And therefore, when the Chachamim instituted this decree that if a guy touches an open bottle of wine, it's no good, is only on wine that was fit for the Mizbeach. By the way, because of that, officially Yayin Mevushal is not such a good chosh of a wine. So because of that, many people are machmir that they won't make Kiddush. I mean, if they can, they will try not to use Mevushal for Kiddush. Because again, the Chachamim say it's not such a prominent wine. So therefore many people, but the Alter Rebbe Shechina Aruch says, L'chatchila, there's no problem, you can make Kiddush a Yayin Mevushal, that's our minig, that we make, without any questions, we make Berei Pir HaGafen a Yayin Mevushal. What's the advantage of Yayin Mevushal? Is first, let me mention a few things. First of all, if you ever go to a simcha, where the goyish waiters are pouring the wine, so why is that allowed? The touching the wine of an open bottle of champagne or whatever it is, the pouring it. So the answer is because the caterers and the hashgachas make sure that it's only poured by, I mean, it's cooked, it's mevushal. Mm-hmm. Many times, and there's a big fight in the kashrus industry, many times, you know, people that are not so frum are wanting to make a very exclusive wedding or bar mitzvah, and they want to have only the real good wine, which is not mevushal. So what's the problem with that? You can't have a goyish waiter pouring the wine, either by the bar or at the tables. You can't have it. So the whole fight that people don't... There's a lot of things going on. One of the ways of solving the problem is to have from waiters. The wine is only poured by religious people, so then you don't have the goy touching the wine. But there's another issue, and that is what happens if somebody is not Shomer Shabbos. So many dinim, the Gemara says, dinay ka'akum, he has a din like a guy. So then the question is, can a person who's not Shomer Shabbos touch the wine, but that's not mevushal? So there's a whole discussion about this in halacha. In most situations, halachically, you could be lenient. Why could you be lenient? Just like, according to halacha, a person who's not Shomer Shabbos cannot be counted for a minyan. A person who's not Shomer Shabbos cannot be given an aliyah to the Torah. A person who's not Shomer has a lot of dinner. He's a dinner ka'akum. So what's the heter that we learned many, many times? It's what's called tinik shenishba. Tinik shenishba, as we learned many times, means a Jew that was raised by Goyim, doesn't mean Tinik Shenishba Bein Ho'akum, a kid, a Jewish kid, like the Cantonists in Russia, a kid that was raised by Goyim, so then Halacha says he doesn't have a din of a Mechalo Shabbos. Why? The definition of a Mechalo Shabbos in Halacha means the person knows all about Shabbos. He knows the greatness of Shabbos. He knows the sanctity of Shabbos. He knows the halachas of Shabbos. And openly, publicly desecrate Shabbos in front of 10 people. That Mechalo Shabbos has a din like a goy. But the Paschim write, almost all the contemporary Paschim agree with this, that a Jew that was not raised religious, so therefore not the pshat that he knows all about Shabbos and he's openly desecrated. He never knew what Shabbos is all about. So then, according to Halacha, he does not have a din of Mechalo Shabbos. Therefore, you can count it for a minyan. Therefore, you can give him an aliyah. And therefore, technically, if he touches your wine, it's not a problem. Why? Because he's not. But to solve that issue, in many of the Chabad houses, and many people that have a lot of guests that are not necessarily from, what they'll do is they'll get wine which is mevushel. In your house, you can do whatever you want. So therefore, you'll have wine which is mevushel. So even if you guys not Shemesh Shabbos, or a goy for that matter, it doesn't matter. Even if he touches the wine, it's still not a problem with it because the wine is cooked. What?
If let's say you have a company like Gallo, let's say that from the beginning to the end process, it's by machine. So
when I
have the same as you're talking about?
The Pearl, by the way, I just want you to know the conservative movement, their rabbinic committee, they have their own rabbinic committees, and they ruled that the trefa wines today are not really Yayin Stam. Because the Goyim don't touch it, it's all by machine, it goes straight into a bottle, then the bottle gets sealed. So they kind of, that's the big problem with. They kind of all wine basically today is kosher. Okay, but the halacha doesn't hold like that at all. And therefore it has to be made by a Jew. And in fact, according to Kabbalah, it's brought down. This is not halacha, this Kabbalah. That if a goy sees non-mevushel wine in an open bottle, meaning not sealed, because if sealed, the goy can even touch it. According to Kabbalah, if a goy sees wine that was open, so then the din is you don't make kiddush or have dollar over it. You're allowed to drink it. There's no problem with the kashrus of it because he didn't touch it. He only saw it. He only looked at it. But Pikabola, it says in Arizal, and it's brought down in Allah already, that you don't make kiddush or have dollar on wine which was seen by a guy if it's not a sealed bottle. So the fact that the goyim in the stores load the wine on the shelves, and it's not an issue because they can even touch it. But we're talking about open wine. What?
Just a cap on it without the plastic seal.
As far as what? Looking?
Yeah.
The meaning is to be machmir. Only if it's double sealed. But again, that's only for Kiddush and Avdallah. 1 second. That's only for Kiddush and Avdallah. It's not for anything else. So what people really have to be careful, I'll tell you what the problem is. A lot of times you have very expensive wine in your house. Open bottles of very expensive wine that's not mevushel. And you have a housekeeper that's cleaning the house. And they're cleaning the bar, whatever it is. And they pick up the bottle and they clean out under it and they put it down so the guy touched the wine. So it's a big problem that people have. That's why many houses, they just, you know, to be safe, they don't take non-mevushel wine in the house. They only have mevushel wine. What? 1 second. What?
If you make kiddush, open the wine Friday night, you make kiddush. Now, like you just said, Nate comes in to take fish plates off. She moves the bottle.
She moves the bottle?
Let's say she
That's
does.
A problem. She moved. No, she just sees the bottle. It's not a problem. She moves the bottle and it's not mevushel. There's a problem.
So then you can't continue to drink it or you can't make...
No, kiddush. If she touches it, you can't make... I mean, you can't drink it.
Can't even drink
it. If she just sees it...
What about the shade that you can buy? What is the rule? How far up does it have to go?
If the shade goes that the wine is covered,
the
that's where many people, that one of you, they'll make sure the guy doesn't touch it, but they'll keep the wine in a silver decanter or a covered decanter, basically. If you ever noticed by the Rebbe's Fabrengen, whenever the Rebbe had wine, it was in a brown paper bag. Huh? Oh, it's in a brown paper bag.
The liquid is not visible.
Yeah, but that's the... What? That is the solution to the problem, correct. But not everybody does, is able to, wants to, whatever.
He just said that if you go to the consolidated person,
they might be, unless you see the bottle, they might be serving non-kosher wine. It's very possible. Yeah. You have to see what the bottle is. They're not specially made, and sometimes, especially if you go to a banquet or a wedding that has a conservative hechsher, that you can assume the wine is not kosher. Not always. Take away. It's not because the wine is in. Take all the Fabrain wines, the Kessel wines, all those wines. It's a clear wine.
If you put it in a canister, that would be okay.
If you put it in a canister, it's okay. If it's in a canister, unless it's double sealed, if she moves it, it's a problem. That's the way most of the Rabbanim Paskin today, most Paskin say. There are some Paskin that's told if it's covered, they could be makel, but most Paskin disagree with that.
Call it vinegar?
Huh?
Vinegar?
No, if it's vinegar, it's not wine anymore. But I'm saying if it got to a point of vinegar, it doesn't have halacha status of wine anymore. So then a guy could touch it. What? If, let's say, you have an expensive bottle of wine and you want to make a double seal, so you have the cork, and then you take a piece of scotch tape, even just tape it, that's double sealed.
And then she can move it?
Yeah, it's double sealed.
By putting the cork back in during the meal?
No, that's one seal. I said, besides the cork, you put a tape around it.
Unless you have a goy at the table.
Huh?
If you have a goy at the table.
They tell a story years ago. They tell a story. I don't know if it's true or not. It could have been true. So that some people, Bachim were by in Russia by a Jew's house, and he's making Kiddush Friday night, and he's covering the wine. So they said to him, like, why are you covering the wine? She says, in Yiddish, she said, the vab is a shiksa. My wife's not Jewish, so I don't want her to see the wine, so I'm covering it. I'm covering the wine, and she shouldn't see the wine when I make Kiddush. The bigger issue today, by the way, and this is another argument between the Ramesha Feinstein and the Salemid, a lot of Rabbanim and I just all discussed this, and that is, what is considered mevushal? For instance, all the grape juices that you see, it says pasteurized. Some wines, like a lot of Israeli wines, Carmel wine, those wines from Israel, says pasteurized. Okay, so now the question is pasteurization of wine, does that make it mevushal? So the Meisha held yeah, the Tzelemer held not. But the question is also, some grape juices, by the way, in the Hechsher, they'll write Yayim Mevushal. Like the Kron Heitz Bezdin, like for bringing grape juice, all that. It says on Mevushal, they don't rely on the heter of pasteurization. It's cooked besides the pasteurization. What's the Shaila? By the way, like this. We mentioned in the past that boiling point of liquid at sea level is 212 degrees. 212. Wine, alcohol, not grape juice. Alcohol boils at approximately 202 degrees, to my knowledge. Huh?
It evaporates.
No, it cooks at an early... It bubbles at an earlier temperature. Pasteurization is normally 180 degrees. So now the shaila is, when they pasteurize grape juice, is that pasteurization of the grape juice enough to be called mevushal? Because grape juice is the same din as wine. You make Bar Piyagof, grape juice is wine. So now, what's the din? If you have an open bottle of grape juice in your house and the housekeeper moves it, or a guy moves it, or a guy looks at it, can you make Kiddush or Havdalah or things like that on it? So that's, again, a machlekes in Paskim. Some people say, Ramesha held that it is considered mevushal, the Tzelemer held that it wasn't considered mevushal. But even that you saw, there's a big discussion amongst the poskim.
It's not even double silver.
Huh?
It's not double silver.
Well, grape juice is.
Grape juice is double
silver? Sure.
What's double silver?
When you buy it, there's a cap, and then there's a thing around it. That's the, we said, the cap is one, or the cork is one seal. One covering, and then the...
That's really the cap, isn't that?
It's not the cap. It's not, there's a seal around it.
Probably when it's
yeah.
Plastic top. On top with the cap has a little like a Coke top.
No, you're talking about
I'm talking about grape juice, like a bottle
screw
of grape
on,
juice.
Yeah. Screw on, right?
A cap, a cap.
Yeah, but that's considered they have something underneath it, that's considered
that's
yeah.
Second.
Yeah.
I mean, the equipment can break after 200.
That's why they have to remake the same thing with the milk when they kasha 212. They also have to sometimes change the mechanism of the machine that it should be able to handle that heat of 212. You weren't here yesterday.
I was.
Then why didn't you hear the din? I said, it's also about no, you can't give it back.
Isn't that if it's, that's only if it's open? If it's completely sealed, you can't give it back?
No. Kosher wine and non-kosher wine? Oh, you mean if a guy gave you a bottle of kosher wine that's double sealed?
Then for sure you can give it back.
Yeah, so, but if it's a treif for bottle of wine?
Even though it's double sealed, you can't give it back.
It's treif. It's also about not. Yeah, it's dumb. It's also about not. If it's also about not, there's nothing you can do about it.
Are we gifting nothing to another girl?
No, because again, like we learned yesterday, that's considered friendship.
Well, that's only wine, but it's a cereal box.
What?
It's only a wine, a cereal box.
By the way, I want you to know, Bartonura wine now comes in flip-top cans. They just, I didn't see it. I saw it advertised. But somebody told me they actually saw it. As the Bartonura wine now comes from the... But officially, the Bartonura wine is Mavoshal. Right, Mavoshal. It's not only pasteurized, right? It's Mavoshal. So then it wouldn't be a problem. But if you have, let's say, non-Mavoshal wine in a flip cap, it would be a problem. It would be a problem because then if a guy touches it, just, you don't have a double seal on it. What?
They're not putting non-Mavoshal wine in a 12-ounce can.
Okay, I'm just telling you. I mean, you don't know what's going to be.
A cereal box, it's not kosher, then you could give back this, no problem.
Yeah, because it's not also about no. Machat shin is my mother, 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 my mother,